You are now listening to Bodies by Design Radio with Trainer Fred and Coach Donovan, where we talk about all things fitness, nutrition, and the mindset of how it all applies to your busy life. For more, head over to bbdforlife.com.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to episode number 51 of Bodies by Design Radio. I'm excited to be here with you today with my co-host,
Coach Donovan.
Yeah, man. What's going on? How are you doing?
Feeling great. Excited that it's summertime. There's something special about it. Just it seems like there becomes this extra free time all of a sudden. I don't know where it comes from, but you find this free time to go maybe do some things that you haven't done the rest of the year. So yeah, looking forward to that. Taking a trip to San Diego next month. And yeah, man, how about you?
That's great. I'm just really enjoying seeing the kids every day, because the hustle and bustle of taking them to school and dropping them off and then not seeing them for 7-8 hours. And it's just, it's kind of tough to fit all that in whenever everybody's schedules are full. So I went for a nice walk with both of them today. You know, we got to read, we got to hang out, we got to watch the sunrise. So it's really nice being able to spend that time and not being in a kind of busy rush in the morning to get places and do things. So it's really nice to kind of slow down and enjoy their presence and spending time with Rahina. And it's just really nice, man. I love the summers. Summers have always been fun for me. And also because both of us were born in the summer too. We're both summer babies.
Don't forget about that.
Yeah. July 28th and August 18th. So if y'all needed to get some birthday gift ideas, you know,
like gifts,
Donovan is the 28th of July. I'm August 18th. So we are accepting gifts. Just letting y'all know.
Yeah, always.
All right. So now let's get to why we are here today. This podcast is going to be talking about the pandemic. And nope, we're not talking about COVID-19 pandemic. We're going to talk about the pandemic that has been going on for a very long time. And we just are just used to it now. So we just kind of talk about it and hear it and just kind of skim over it and just move on with our life. But what pandemic are we talking about? We're talking about the pandemic of low muscle mass and high body fat. The epiphany hit the other day that we are really, really actually looking at everything and obesity all wrong. If you ever ask yourself why, with all the knowledge, technology, and advancements that we have at our disposal, how do we continue to get fatter and unhealthier as a nation and depend on more medication and more medication every single day? I think, in my personal opinion, we are looking at this formula all wrong. Here's a real problem. We don't have an overfat issue. We have a low muscle mass issue. So yes, you heard me correctly. Let me say that one more time. We don't have an overfat issue. We have a low muscle mass issue. Having more muscle mass is like having more money, and I'm not sure who wouldn't want that. If you take it, for example, if you're in debt with high interest rate, you can just make the minimum payments because you would never pay off the total amount in two lifetimes. And to me, it's just crazy that we have the same exact approach towards weight loss. Do the minimum and expect a big payoff. It just doesn't work like that. So what we're going to look at today is, how does weight training and how does putting on muscle actually help you lose more body fat?
Yeah, I love that we're taking this time to really look at this problem in a different way, because instead of saying things like, oh my God, I have a lot of debt that I need to pay off, we can simply focus on making more money by creating a side hustle or ask for a raise or finding new higher paying job that will help pay off this debt. And so if you understand what I'm saying here, well, since we're using this analogy, building more muscle is what it takes to pay off the fat debt. So it will take time and discipline and sacrifice. So if you're asking yourself, like, how long will this take? And do I have time for this? Like, look, the time is always right now. So the discipline and the sacrifice that it takes to do it is not ever going to go anywhere. So your focus needs to be on, you know, producing more of what it takes to eradicate the problem that you're dealing with, which is low muscle. When you start to increase your muscle, there's a lot of advantages that come. Not only do you pay off the fat debt, but your energy goes up. Your body starts to look different. Your clothes fit different. You feel more capable at everything you do in life. You stand up taller. All these things start to happen when muscle is in play.
The big problem with saying muscle is I think people have this notion that, you know, if they lift weights, they're going to get big and they're going to look like bodybuilders. I cannot emphasize and I cannot tell you guys that putting on muscle is so difficult. It is so difficult and it takes such strategic planning and strategy to be able to do it. And the level of effort is unsurmountable. So it is not an easy thing to do. So let me repeat this, especially for all the ladies listening to this saying, oh, I don't want to lift because I don't want to look like that guy at the gym. You won't. That will never happen. The reason for it is you don't have the flow of testosterone that's running through a male's body that you have running through yours. It's going to take you much, much longer and a lot harder for you to put on muscle. And for you to look like that guy would take a ridiculous amount of horse steroids. So you don't need to worry about lifting weights and getting huge. You need to worry about putting on muscle in order for you to start losing body fat. So what is it, you know, it's really easy to focus on like the obvious and say, I want to lose weight and I need to get rid of this belly fat or my inner thigh. And Donovan, people say this to us all the time. They call us, they're like, hey, I want to really just focus on my jiggly arms, or I want to get rid of my back fat. And if your goal is to burn fat and drop a few pounds, you might already be convinced that you need to resort to cardio and dieting. And we're here to help you realize that that is not necessarily the truth. So let's look at the effectiveness of weight training to lose more body fat.
So while strength training is usually not considered to be part of the burn fat, lose weight menu, it can actually cause you to burn as much fat or more than cardio, leading to better overall health. And when you build muscle, you're in effect, you're building a bigger engine. And I really want you to understand this. Muscle is the engine of your body. If you were to walk into our gym, you would see all shapes and sizes lifting weights and stimulating the muscle that they have on their body, because this is what creates that burn that only strength training can provide. And what does a big engine do? It burns more muscle. And again, because you heard me say big engine, that doesn't mean being a big muscled up person. A big engine is your body with all of its muscle being stimulated because you're strength training. That makes you have a big engine. And in that case, you're going to burn more fuel. So even when you aren't working out, your engine is still running, right? Meaning that you're burning more fat and calories even at rest than you would without strength training. So when you do weight training, it boosts your metabolism, which means elevated, which means that your fat burning is elevated even after you stop working out. So we'll get into the science of this a little bit. It's called the excess post-oxygen consumption, aka EPOC. So let's go a little deeper.
All right, guys. So when you incorporate strength training into your weight loss efforts, you can experience an elevation in your metabolism, or EPOC, for a far longer than usual. Several studies have shown that effect of lasting as long as 38 hours after your workout ends. Let me just read that one more time to you. Studies have shown the effect of you lifting weights lasting for as long as 38 hours after your workout ends. So think about it. Your body is burning calories 38 hours after you get done. That's a pretty damn good return. This means even when you stop weight training, your body is still burning calories. On the other hand, when you stop doing cardio, your calorie burn power stops right there and then. So there's not that much of an after effect. So let's say you go for a 10-minute run or you lift for 10 minutes. That 10-minute lift is going to last you longer than a 10-minute run would as far as the EPOC, as far as the afterburn goes. So you burn more calories when you do cardio, correct? Like when you're jumping or you're sprinting because your heart rate is high, but this stops when your workout ends. Weight training is the opposite. When you stop training, your body keeps burning. This makes your body a powerful fat burning machine over a long term. Not only do you get a body that looks fit, you also have the added advantages of a stronger body that burns more calories at rest, resists preventable morbidities like diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, osteoporosis, and you are way less prone to injuries. Remember that cardio is the sprinter while weight training is the long distance runner. Always play the long game when it comes to your future health.
Now you might ask, okay, this all sounds good. I've heard some of this stuff before, but what resistance training exercises should I do? And for how long? How many days a week? These are all legitimate questions. And the simple answers is to do compound movements. So what does this mean? So the foundation of strength training should be things like push-ups, squats, pull-ups. All right. If you're able and the body's healthy enough, then you add in things like deadlifts. All right. You do lunges. So if you look at five of those, if you're just getting started, you can start with your body weight. That may be enough resistance for you. If you've been doing this for a little while and you have some experience behind you, then you want to add some weight to those things. So maybe you can add a weighted vest while you do your push-ups, or a weighted vest while you do squats, or hold dumbbells while you do squats. Or if your ability allows you, do barbell squats. Same thing with pull-ups. You can add resistance to your pull-ups. These are the things that you need to do is start to progress the amount of load that you're able to work under safely. So just like learning a new language, we have to learn the proper techniques and methods of performing these exercises, because you can get injured if you're not doing them correctly. And that's one of the number one concerns of people who come to our facility after being concerned about, you know, losing weight and going on the transformation journey. The next thing is they came here because they don't want to get injured. They want to make sure they're doing their work right. So staying injury free is exactly what you're looking for. So here's a few things that you can do. You can get help from a pro, right? We've been in the trenches as coaches for 21 years in the same city at Bodies by Design. The three trainers that are in our facility, we have over 80 years of combined experience working with thousands of different people. So when you see the transformations that we've produced online, then you can tell that all of our clients lift weights and they're all burning body fat because of it. And they all feel stronger, but they are under the guidance of a professional every session they do. Fred, you want to talk about the InBody tests?
Yeah, the InBody test is just one of the best metric tests that you can do right now that's on the market that is non-invasive, and you don't have to take your clothes off or get dunked inside of a swimming pool. The main thing is, you come in, you want to find out, okay, what is it that I can do to improve myself? Well, if you don't know where your starting point is, it's really difficult to go anywhere. And the InBody test really gives us the metrics of how much water is on your body, how much body fat is on your skeletal system, and how much muscle is on your skeletal system. Based off those, we can find out what body type you are, and then what program and nutrition would actually work best for you based on your resting metabolic rate and the caloric intake that the InBody gives us the information for. So it's a very, very intuitive test, and also very smart in a sense that it's personalized, and we're not just looking at every person and say you need to be on a 1500 calorie diet or you need to be on a 2200 calorie diet. It's very specific to the person and at the time that you come in. And it's good to retest to constantly see it. I think a lot of people don't retest because they're scared to see if they didn't improve or if they did, you know, if they regressed. But your body is never going to stay the same. Your body is always going to go up and down. Your body fat will never stay the same. Your muscle mass will never stay the same. It's either going up or down, or it's just kind of like the way that I explain it is you want to be at like an ocean that has very minimal amount of waves. Like you still get a little bit of wave, the up and downs, but you don't get like the massive waves of like losing a tremendous amount of weight and then gaining a tremendous amount of weight. You don't want to go through that influx. And that's how resistance training actually prevents that from happening, because it's like Donovan said, when you have a bigger engine, you create more muscle mass. When you have more muscle mass, your body is naturally burning more body fat, which creates a calmer system, like a calm beach that you can just go in and swim and enjoy yourself, instead of this tumultuous body that's constantly going up and down, up and down, up and down. And it just creates chaos, and it doesn't allow your system to actually normalize and enjoy the way you should be enjoying life. So, and that takes us to the next thing. If you're not really sure about like, how do you get started with this thing? Whoever you work with, whether it's with us or with somebody else, you have to have an onboarding system. And Donovan is going to cover that.
Yeah. So one of the things we take pride in is when we bring people into our gym, which we are a private facility. So we're picky about who we bring in. We make sure that we're a good fit and that we're going to utilize each other's time in the very best way. So we have an onboarding system that we put people through that allows them to gain quick wins and also feel safe and gain confidence that they can do what we do at our facility. Okay. And so there's three key things. There's more to the system, but I'll give you three key things that we do to help people through the onboarding. The first thing is we put them through what we call a movement screen. In this movement screen, we take some very specific exercises that we've lined out over the years, and we coach them through going through each one of these exercises so we can see what their movement ability is at that moment. That allows us to give them any specific coaching cues we need to give them so that they can have the confidence that when they get into their first session, they can move at their ability in the best form possible. The next thing we do is we teach them what we call the perfect warm-up. This is a warm-up that we developed after 21 years of doing this. It's based on a lot of science, and it gets anybody's body prepared for any workout we can throw at them. Everybody in our facility does that warm-up. And what we do is we kind of we can specialize that warm up for people who come in and maybe have like a little nagging injuries or can't get into certain positions. So while everybody is instructed to do the same warm up, some people may have a slightly different version based on their ability to get in certain positions. Either way, that perfect warm up is there. And it's the first thing that people do when they come in. The next thing is once they learn that perfect warm up, we teach, we get them into their first session. And one of the things we guide them is the mental side of a first session. You are not there to try to achieve everything you think you can do or everything you did in the past. That's a lot of people's downfall, is they lean on the past too much. So in that current moment, what's your fitness level? And just start to move your body and learn the new system that you're in. So those are our top three for onboarding. Like I said, there's a lot more to it. But that gives you an idea of maybe what you can look for with a professional in your area.
Yeah, to kind of piggyback on that with the onboarding is like we also have to take in consideration of what kind of programs people have done in the past. So a lot of people come in and they say they've done CrossFit and they've done other strength programs. And we have to take that in consideration because it is very difficult to take someone that has had bad coaching in the past and try to clean it up than it is to take someone that has never had any kind of coaching. Then we can actually show them the right way of doing things. And the center of what we do is strength training. And we have a system at Bodies by Design that has five branches. It is strength, it is HIIT cardio, it's mobility, it's flexibility, and it's balance. But the main thing is strength training. And the reason we are so successful at getting clients' results is we don't just cardio people to death. The main focus when you walk in is always one, two, or three power movements, compound movements that we mentioned above. there's always some sort of a push, whether it's a push-up, TRX press, dumbbell press, bench press, shoulder press, whatever type of press it is that you're doing with resistance with bands, dumbbells, or barbells. There's always some sort of a compound movement with the legs, whether it's squats, whether it's lunges, and then you can basically progress as you go up. And we make sure to constantly put movements that create mobility, flexibility, and balance in the workouts as well. And then the main thing I think people want to know is like, okay, well, how much cardio do you do? And how much cardio do I really need to do? Well, if you're lifting, and if you're lifting hard, and if you're lifting intense, and your rests are shorter, and you add in and sprinkle in some HIIT training, all of the cardio that you ever need is going to be built into the workout. And that's why we don't waste any time being on treadmills for 20, 30, 40 minutes at a time, because we understand the afterburn of strength training is far greater than cardio. And when you're hearing this, it's like, even when you're getting started, just know that cardio is a part of it. Like today I went for a 30 minute walk with my kids, not so much because I wanted to burn body fat. It's because I just wanted my body to move. I wanted to wake up. I wanted to feel good. And I wanted to spend time with them. But in essence, I also burned calories and got my body moving. But immediately after that, I went into my strength training. So if you're confused about where to start, you got to ask yourself, like, am I going to just try to do this on my own and watch YouTube videos, or am I going to get a professional that can actually break things down for me? Now, I have been part of facilities and programs that their onboarding process was not very good, and I just got thrown into the workouts. And you just have to make sure you find someone or a facility that will take you exactly as you are and build you from where you are, instead of expect you to just walk into their workouts and be able to do exactly what they're doing, because that's a recipe for absolute disaster. And that's where a community comes into play.
Yeah. So what we do is we take a lot of pride in our community. And you've heard me say this before, and I'm going to say it again. After 21 years of doing this in the same city, what we do is we make sure that we protect the energy and the results and the environment for our members, because when we bring somebody new in, we have obligation to make sure that the new person coming in is not only going to be energized by our community, but they can energize the community also. Okay. And you can tell the difference when we walk in. When we say this is our fitness family, we truly mean that. All right. We know about their kids. We know about their husbands, their wives. We know their birthdays, things like that, that come up that are really important. We share this journey together. So when you have a coach-client relationship that's really tight, that's one thing. But when you have client-client relationships that are really tight, that's when you know your facility that you're in is at another level. And we take a lot of pride here at BBD to make sure that that's what you experience when you come in. We have a lot of groups in our facility that hang out with each other outside of the facility. We know that, you know, there's like a book club that has been put together. We go on hikes together. We do a lot of, philanthropy work at the end of the year, and our community can't wait to get involved with that kind of stuff to give back. So community is really important, because on the days that you have resistance and you don't feel like doing it, you know that your friend is at the gym. You know that the people that you connect with are going to be there, and they may not feel like it either, but you get to work through that stuff together. So a community that sweats really well together, stays together, they share together. And I think that's a pretty strong driving force to continue in the journey.
Yeah, man, absolutely. And in conclusion, if you want to solve the obesity issue, especially in your own life and in this country and in your household and in your community, wherever you really, truly want to solve this issue, you got to focus on creating more muscle on your bodies, not to only look better, to feel better, but to perform our daily tasks better. God gave us one body, and that body has the capacity to create a bigger engine, but that can only happen with time, consistency, sacrifice, and a lot of hard work. If you're willing to take on that challenge of adding more muscle to your body and having less body fat, you will be much happier and healthier as you move through your life.
So there it is, y'all. We put this together for you because, you know, there's been a lot of talk about another kind of pandemic. There's been a lot of talk about different kinds of weight loss and all those things can have some valuable information in them. But we wanted to give you a different perspective on what it really takes to have longevity when it comes to your one body, and that's putting muscle on your body. So I know this podcast served you. There's somebody in your life that could definitely use this message. So we put this out for free, just so you can have more education that you need to continue moving forward. The only payment we ask for is that you share it along with somebody and continue to help us spread this word. So we appreciate your time and attention. We don't take it for granted. This has been episode number 51 of the BBD podcast, and we'll see you on the next one.
Peace out, guys.
For more from Bodies by Design, please head over to bbdforlife.com. If this show was valuable to you, please share it out. There's someone that needs this message right now. Also, please head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review. When you do this, it helps us climb the iTunes charts, reach more people, and impact the next life. We appreciate you tuning in, and we're committed to keep bringing you more great content that, when applied, has the power to change your life.